you have to reflect and contemplate. Who fear? What fear? It's our habitual tendency, the thought fear. Understand? Your thought is fear of what? The unknown. Why? This one very important. It got conditioned, they're meant to be. You know why thought is fearful of the unknown? Thought fear. Fear of the unknown. You know what is thought?
Huh? It's ego.
Not only ego. Thought is respond to memory, isn't it? Respond. Thought is respond from memory. And what is memory? Memory is of the past, which is the known. Understand now? So this one is of the past, where is memory, which is the known. Whatever which is not the known, the thought will fear. Understand? So fear of the unknown. Now you understand? That's why thought is limited. Thought trigger of his own fear, understand? We have thought being limited doesn't understand. Things that are not in the memory cannot understand. I don't know whether computer is safe or not. Yeah? Not in the, you call it what, the system analyst put in the program in that.
Error.
No, if it's not in the program,
error.
The data goes in. That guy don't know how to move. That's why it will reject or kick you out. Error, syntax error.
From school, we are trained. Whatever other thing come in,
the mind. Yeah, from school, we are trained.
From computer school, you do programming. You program all your logic, and then anything you cannot predict, you're supposed to write a catch-all error and throw a standard message.
Okay. Now I understand. So the thought, they are within the field of the known. The thought is memory. Memories of the past. Something that you have been conditioned. You learn, then you accumulate. That's why it's memory. So memory is within the known. It's of the past. How can you understand the unknown? That's why thought is limited. Awareness different. Awareness, anything also we can be aware of, understand? Yeah, awareness is always new, understand? It always look at things fresh, new, pristine, understand? Whether unknown or known is no problem, understand? Even the known, he doesn't want to know, understand? Yeah, the direct seeing is seeing without words, understand? Without concept. So to him, everything is new. There is no such thing as the known. There is no memory. It's just aware. There you see the pristine beauty of everything that you come to be aware of. And there is no duality inside there. No word, no concept, no fear, no worry, no anxiety. It is all created by thought, the movement. So you see the danger of thought, the power of thought to delude, deceive, and divide and create conflict, misery. So all this become possible because of delusion, security and ignorance. The user of thought don't understand. So if the user of thought don't understand, please don't use thought so rampantly. But you tell them not to use thought, they say they use one. That is the only instrument they have. Understand? That's why they think a lot. Think and think and think until heedless, deluded. So keep on creating wrong thought. Then keep on arising all the emotion, the negative. This is suffering, misery. Everything also hold on to, grasp on to, cling on to, like and dislike, pleasant. So the whole of their life activity is reacting, stirring, becoming miserable, unhappy. Worry about this, worry about that. Is that life? Huh? That is not life, isn't it? That is suffering, isn't it?